We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Spirit of Sonship, Part 3. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 15 to 16. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery, leading again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness to our spirit that we are God's children. I have just read from the New English Translation. There was once a wealthy businessman with two employees and a son. The employees worked hard because they feared losing their jobs. They always looked over their shoulders, never sure if they had done enough. But the son worked with joy. He wasn't afraid of being disowned. He knew the business was his inheritance. He didn't just do the minimum. He brought ideas, stayed late, and worked with passion because it was his father's business. The employees did everything out of fear. The son did everything out of love, and that made all the difference. One of the biggest signs that you have truly embraced sonship is the shift from fear-based obedience to love-driven devotion. Many people serve God like hired servants, always worried about being fired. They pray, fast, and give. But deep down, they are afraid. Afraid of curses, afraid of failure, afraid of death, and ultimately afraid of hell. But a true son does not relate to his father from fear. A son knows his father loves him and has his best interest at heart. He serves because he loves, not because he is terrified of punishment. When you understand that God is not just a distant master, but your Abba Father, everything changes. You stop trying to merely escape hell and start seeking to please his heart. That's the spirit of sonship at work in you. Fear is very much in order for those who have not received the divine nature. It is the only motivation that would keep them from falling into great transgression. But for you who have received the divine nature as sons, it is expedient that you no longer relate with the mindset of a slave, but with the heart of a son. Go into today asking the Holy Spirit to help you fully embrace your identity as a child of God. Prayer. Lord, thank you for making me your child. Help me to live in love and confidence, not in fear. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Proverbs chapters 8 to 9. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.